Seer was a specialist in the casting of twigs. He threw them on the ground and made interpretations based on how they fell. That day, he didn't make a cast. He wrapped the twigs in a piece of cloth and put them back in his bag. "I make my living forecasting the future for people," he said. "I know the science of the twigs, and I know how to use them to penetrate to the place where all is written. There, I can read the past, discover what has already been forgotten, and understand the omens that are here in the present. When people consult me, it's not that I'm reading the future, I am guessing at the future. The future belongs to God, and it is only He who reveals it under extraordinary circumstances. How do I guess at the future? Based on the omens of the present. The secret is here in the present. If you pay attention to the present, you can improve upon it. And if you improve on the present, what comes later will also be better. Forget about the future, and live each day according to the teachings, confident that God loves His children. Each day, in itself, brings with it an eternity." The camel driver had asked what the circumstances were under which God would allow him to see the future. "Only when He Himself reveals it. And God only rarely reveals the future. When He does so, it is for only one reason. It's a future that was written so as to be altered." God had shown the boy a part of the future, the camel driver thought. Why was it that he wanted the boy to serve as his instrument?
"Go and speak to the tribal chieftains," said the camel driver. "Tell them about the armies that are approaching."
"They'll laugh at me."
"No, they are men of the desert, and the men of the desert are used to dealing with omens."
"Well, then, they probably already know."
"They're not concerned with that right now. They believe that if they have to know about something Allah wants them to know, someone will tell them about it. It has happened many times before, but this time the person is you."
The boy thought of Fatima, and he decided he would go to see the chiefs of the tribe.